Welcome back to Texans Radio. We've got head coach Bill O'Brien, Texans House, sponsored by Courtyard by Marriott. Coach, you just did a fun event with Dick Vermeil. First of all, how are you, Coach? I just jump right into the interview. You doing
I'm doing well, It's tough. I'll tell you, though, it's tough being a stranger in your own house, though. You know what I mean? You got to park a mile away, right?
Yeah. Talking about Energy Stadium.
I'm doing, I'm doing great. It's an exciting time for the city of Houston. Wish we were in it, obviously, but everything's going good. We're just kind of prepping for free agency and the draft and then playbook things and things like that. So we're just kind of plugging away.
No so doubt. You didn't outside drop a you don't know who I am? You didn't do that? You didn't drop a you don't know who I am?
You've known me for have I ever said that?
That's true. You did.
Most, we were talking. Most people don't want to know who I am.
Drew just mentioned it. You had a great – we had a great talk up there with Coach Vermeil. Now, you've got to know him a little bit over the last few years.
Yeah, when I got the job – well, he had – reached out to me when I was at Penn State. He had a lot of respect for Penn State, Coach Paterno, and by phone we talked a couple times. And then when I got the job here, he's in the wine business, and we have a mutual friend, a guy named Robert Pacini. And so Coach was coming to town for the business, and we went to dinner over Robert's house. And since then, you know, we talk all the time, a couple times a month. He texts me a lot.
Yeah.
He sends me texts, and he ends it with Vermeil. Like he wants me, hey Vermeil, like, do you want me to call you Vermeil? Like,
well, his and his
call you Coach Vermeil.
His answer to that up on stage was hilarious because he said, "I don't like being called Dick anymore." So that got a good laugh.
Yeah,
he's a great guy, and you can really ask him anything. One of the things that he does that's really interesting is he still studies the NFL and he puts together these different tendency charts on, you know, based on third down, red area, but even like obscure stats like, you know, different quarterback type ratings, you know, things that you wouldn't always think about, and he sends them to me, and a lot of them are very useful, special teams charts, things like that. So he's been a big help to me.
That's pretty cool. Are there any other coaches throughout your history that you kind of keep in touch with like that give it, input, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, obviously worked for some great coaches, especially like Ralph Friedgen is a guy that I still keep in touch with. I worked for at Georgia Tech and then at Maryland. You know, I've talked to Coach Parcells a couple times, Jimmy Johnson a couple times. Those guys are just – you don't want to wear it out, though. You'd like to talk to them every day, you know, but when you do talk to them, you want to get right to the point of, hey, you know, get through the pleasantries and then it's right, like, hey, when you had this situation, how'd you handle it? It's a little bit different for a lot of these guys like Coach Vermeil that were in the NFL a long time ago because the rules have changed. You know, the rules of how you practice, the draft rules, the free – you know, a lot of things have changed, but – there are some common ground as to how to coach a football team that I think I respect what they have to say, and that's where the conversations usually go. You know? Yeah.
Coach, when you've seen all this, all the Super Bowl Live and George R. Brown and Radio Row and all that kind of stuff, does it kind of take you back to the two times that you guys went to the Super Bowl and what that experience was like?
Yeah, it's very exciting. I mean, you know, I remember both times we had 2 weeks between the championship game and the Super Bowl, and so we were in Foxborough for the first week and then went to the site. One was in Arizona, one was in Indianapolis. I remember the excitement, the crowds in the different cities. I remember Media Day, which I don't know. I guess Media Day was the first night now. Well, Media Day, I think, was on a Tuesday, and I was the head coach at Penn State
right.
in my second Super Bowl with the Patriots. So Media Day was like you had your own podium, and people were like – I mean, there were thousands of people there, it seemed like to me. I mean, that was one day I could not believe the amount of media attention.
Yeah.
But just the excitement, being with your team and knowing that you had something, you know, really big to play for was awesome.
What was that like? How do you keep your head from swimming? Because I don't imagine your head ever gets swimming, but a lot of people it could, you know?
Yeah, I think you have to stay focused on the task at hand. You have to – one of the things that Belichick does a great job of with, you know, he's got all this Super Bowl experience is you take care of all your personal stuff in the first couple days.
Yeah.
So your ticket requests, your hotel requests, you know, all of those, get that out of the way. He calls it put it in the drawer. Put that stuff in the drawer. That's done. And now you're on to football, and you just focus on football every single day. I think, like, today's Saturday, so maybe last night, maybe the coaches went out to dinner with their families, things like that. But other than that, it's all about the game and making sure that you're on the money with the game plan and things like that.
This game, face the Patriots, face the Falcons in 15, two explosive offenses. What do you think about this matchup in particular?
I think it's going to be interesting, Johnny. I think that you've got the highest scoring offense versus the team that gives up the least amount of points. You know, I think the Falcons offense versus the Patriots defense is going to be – I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah.
You know, what are the Patriots going to do to handle Julio Jones, to handle the backs, Sanu. I mean, they've got some weapons. You know, obviously Matt Ryan running the show. And then on the flip side of it, I think it's going to be important for the Atlanta defense to get off to a good start. If Tom goes right down the field, first drive of the game, and it's 7-0, and you've never been in a Super Bowl before, like a lot of those guys, I think that's tough. I think that's tough. But I think that if they can, maybe it's 3-3 at the end of the first quarter, and then it's maybe 10-10 at halftime, you're going to have a heck of a game in the second half. But if it gets away from Atlanta early, that'll be a problem.
When it's live, how social will you be when you're watching the game? Are you going to be just locked in, focused, or are you going to talk to people? What's it going to be like?
I think we're going over a buddy's house, guy that lives over near us. And when I watch it, I really can't wait to watch the coach's film of it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
To go in there and watch the All-22 and to really get a feel for how both teams attacked each other and special teams and all that. But when I'm watching it on the TV, it'll just be fun. I probably won't pay attention as much as I probably should.
We asked the same question basically of Vermeil. Like, how do you watch the game? Yeah. That's why I was asking it that way.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine you hosting. You're not hosting the Super Bowl party. You're going to a friend's house.
Yeah, no. And I don't know if I'm going to go. My wife's going to
Super Bowl parties? When's the last time you went to a Super Bowl party?
I don't know.
Before I
coached in the NFL.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I know what you're asking. And what it is is, if you're, by the way, this is an unbelievable.
You like that?
Jacket. Holy!
You like this?
Is that velvet? Velvet?
Yeah, it's velvet. Just like Coming to America.
I bought it so I could hear that line from you.
Wow!
Yeah.
So
we've come a long way, Bill.
One
come
of the
a long
things
way.
That people and you guys will appreciate this because we're all Texans. You know, we're trying to get to this game, and when you're working your butt off to get to the game, and it doesn't work out, you're not in the game. It's not a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's not. You don't want to watch. I didn't really watch the championship games. Not like you really want to watch the Super Bowl because,
right.
You know, I think as a team, you know that you're getting there. You're close. You know, you're not that far away from it, and it's tough to watch.
Yeah. Amen. I've said that we were talking about going to the game, and I can't remember who I was talking to, and they said they had tickets. I'm like, oh, man, I would love to go once. I said, but I've decided at this point, sort of like Stanley Cup, y'all are the hockey players.
Yeah.
I won't touch the Stanley Cup until I win it.
That's
kind of that thing. I want to go when we're in it.
That's right. I mean, because really all of us – you guys, you know, Vandy, y'all put so much time into this job that we have. Obviously, we do as coaches, and when you're not in it, it's tough.
Yeah, you got to be excited about what's
motivation.
To come, though, right?
You know, it's interesting. I was talking to a couple of our players that were in a training room kind of rehabbing, you know, this past week, and they got to come in with the big posters of Brady and Ryan, and they're like, man, I never even imagined how difficult this would be to come into our building.
Yeah.
And it's really not our building this week.
Yeah.
You feel like a stranger in your own building. And I said to him, well, that's one little bit of motivation for maybe to get us over the top.
No doubt.
That's
no
one of the things we've talked about, the guys that have come up here. We said, look, this is in your town. You're seeing Ryan and Brady's faces everywhere.
Yeah.
I would imagine that's got to be some motivation in every single one. Like, yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, Coach, we really appreciate the time.
Thanks,
have a great great rest of the week. Great rest of the offseason. We can't wait to talk to you again.
See you guys soon. Yep. Thank
you. All right. Bill O'Brien here on Texans Radio at Texans House.